Good afternoon. Welcome to worship at North Bourne Uniting Church on Wednesday, the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. The streaming of this service is covered by a copyright license from CCLI number 14636. Our first hymn is Together in Song number 303, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Please be seated. And your parts of the service are on the screen in bold yellow. Tonight we are excited. Tonight we are expectant. Tonight we are on tiptoe. This land is God's land for which the Wurundjeri have cared since time immemorial. We acknowledge their elders, past and present, and we commit ourselves to the covenant between the Uniting Church and the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress. Throughout Advent, we have been singing the Advent hymn, The Candle of Hope, and we've been singing it verse by verse. But today, as Peter and I light the Advent candles, we're going to sing all five verses. So those of you who have been attending church in December, you know how to sing this loudly. The Candle of Hope.
Christ in his glory will make all things new.
Christ is born, light of the world. As we light the Christ candle, we celebrate the one who comes to shine in every darkness. We trust that Christ's light reaches even the places we cannot see. And we say together, Christ, light of the world, shine in us. I don't know what the theological meaning is if the Christ candle then goes out. Okay. Yep. Yes. Suddenly, the role of the Christ candle will be played by this candle. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you that when the world was very dark, you came to bring light into our darkness. You came in the night to bring light into the lives of Mary and Joseph. You came to Bethlehem, which then, as now, was a troubled town, bringing light to everyone. You come to us now, into our lives and into the world, bringing light still to all people. As we come again to worship you, a baby in a manger, help us to see your light shining for us, not just at Christmas, but every day of the year. Amen. And now we listen for God's word.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who is expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room.
So the picture book I'm going to read you today is called Sarah's Two Nativities by Janine M. Fraser and Helene Margeson. This is the story of Sarah, daughter of Sadek and Anna, granddaughter of Ali and Azar, and granddaughter of Maria and Paul. Grandmother Azar tells Sarah stories from the Holy Quran. When she comes to visit, she cooks a feast and lets Sarah help make the kofte. Grandmother Maria tells Sarah stories from the Bible. When Grandmother Maria comes to visit, she makes cupcakes and lets Sarah measure and mix and lick the spoon. In Sarah's house, the Bible and the Quran sit together on a shelf, two books bursting with stories. Sarah loves the nativities best, the stories her grandmothers tell at Christmas about the birth of the baby Jesus. Grandmother Maria's story is from the Bible. Once there was a young woman whose name was Mary. An angel told her she would have a child of God. She would call his name Jesus, and he would bring peace to the world. "I do love angels," sighs Sarah. Mary and her husband Joseph travelled to Bethlehem. There was no room at the inn, so they stayed in a stable where the baby was born. They wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Angels sang in the heavens, and the shepherds looked up and saw a bright star. They followed the star to the stable, and there they worshipped the baby Jesus. Three wise men also followed the star, bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They went in and worshipped the baby Jesus, child of God, sent to bring peace to the world. "Amen, amen," nods Grandmother Azar, and she begins her story from the Quran. Once there was a young woman whose name was Mary. An angel told her she would have a child and she would call his name Jesus. Mary asked, "How can this be? For I am not married." But the angel said, "Allah needs only to say, 'Let it be so,' and it is so." Mary went into the desert and lay beneath a palm tree. Weak with hunger and thirsty, she thought she would die. But Allah made a river at her feet and ripe dates to fall from the tree. Mary ate the dates and drank the water, and the baby was born. When Mary brought her baby home to her family, he opened his mouth and spoke. He said, "Allah has made me blessed wherever I may be." "Amen," says Grandmother Maria softly. "My favourite part of the story is when the baby Jesus talks," says Sarah. But then a question begins to wriggle inside Sarah's head. "I like these stories. They are the same in some ways, but different in others. So how can they both be true?" she asks. "That is a good question, Sarah," says Grandmother Azar. "Some say only the story in the Quran is true, and some say only the story in the Bible is true. But how can we say that one is truer than the other when both tell of the mystery of God?" "They are both good stories," says Sarah, glad she doesn't have to choose. "Dinner is ready," called Sarah's mother. "First, let's give thanks for this feast," says Grandmother Maria. "And for family together," says Sarah, taking her mother's hands. "And for family," agrees her father, taking Sarah's other hand. "Because family together is the greatest blessing of all." The end. So my Christmas Eve story last year had two Jewish characters. My Christmas Eve story this year has two Muslim characters. I would like to build a series. So if over the year you come across a Christmas story that has Sikh or Hindu or Jain characters, please let me know. And in the meantime, we will sing together in song 316, O little town of Bethlehem. Please be seated. But for the next reading, which Catherine is going to read for us, you have a job to do. And your job is to express all the emotions of all the people in the story. So I will come closer so you can read it. I'm not sure. Can you read that? Okay. Express that emotion. Okay. I'm not sure how you express this. When we pass like that, or like that, or like that, can you make a peaceful gesture? Treasured. Holding something close, I think, yeah. Okay, praising. We're pretending we're in an evangelical church and we've got our hands. Yep, excellent. So Catherine is going to read. And at the right time, you need to express the emotions.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
I hope none of you are terrified. You might be amazed, you might be filled with peace, you might treasure what you've heard, you might be praising. I invite you to ponder where you would be in that story. Actually, come to think of it, if an angel appeared, I would be terrified. And obviously everybody in the Bible is, because the very first word every angel says to everyone is, "Do not be afraid." I'm going to invite you to stand and sing again. Together in song 299, "While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night."
Thank you.
Please be seated. For the prayers of the people today, again there is a response, and your part is on the screen in bold yellow. Let us pray. We pray for the many people affected by violence and natural disasters around the world, and particularly for those who will receive help from Act for Peace and its local partners through our gifts to the Christmas Bowl. God, in your mercy. We pray for the people of drought-affected Zimbabwe who are learning conservation farming, livestock rearing, and wetland rehabilitation. God, in your mercy. We pray for the refugees in Ethiopia who are receiving mentoring, financial support, and vocational training to enable them to create sustainable livelihoods. God, in your mercy. We pray for the refugees in Jordan who are receiving training to work in hospitality and start their own businesses. God, in your mercy. We pray for the farmers in Indonesia displaced by natural disasters who are being helped to develop resilience and adapt to climate change. God, in your mercy. We pray for the girls in Pakistan who are now attending school. God, in your mercy. We make all these prayers in the name of the Christ child, Emmanuel, God with us, born as one of the poor, a refugee, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we're now going to take up an offering for the Christmas bowl. Please stand. Let us pray. At your birth, Christ, you were not alone, but surrounded with love and amazement. There was no guest room left, yet strangers welcomed you into their house. Animals gave you their manger, and the shepherds hurried to see you with joy. And so we lift up this Christmas bowl, a history of love and amazement, solidarity and care, hope and witness. Amen. And I'll let Heather get back to her seat because the last hymn I have sneakily chosen is one of her favourites, and it's actually an Advent hymn, but it's a really joyful way to finish a service. So we're going to sing together in song 268, Joy to the World. So last thing I always say at any Christmas service is please drive carefully. If you, I know, are all very careful drivers, but there are many idiots on the road, particularly at this time of year. So just a small annual reminder, be careful. Go as people who have seen light break into darkness, who have heard a child's cry that no empire could silence, who will take joy and justice out into the world. And may the God who was once born in Bethlehem be born again in our hearts, tonight and always. Amen.